Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning conference call. Whether you're calling in from Dallas, Texas, like Reverend Billy down there, we're glad to have him on, or you're calling from the UK over in England, Diane, we are just thrilled to have you guys on today. I'm looking out our 26th floor window, and it is a spectacular Utah morning. We've had inversion in here, but the wind came in and cleaned it out. And so it is just beautiful looking at the snow-capped mountains. For those of you that are coming in this week, it's supposed to be just overcast, but partly sunny, and it's supposed to be really, really good. So we're excited to have you. It won't be cold. Well, I say it won't be cold if you're Cindy coming in from California and you're used to the 70s. You know, it's going to be in the mid-40s. So, you know, bring a coat if that's the case. But otherwise, we're going to have a spectacular weekend next weekend. We have a lot on the agenda, a lot of things we're going to cover. And for that, Melinda, I'm just going to turn it over to you, and you can turn it over to Alan.
Well, it is exciting. You were in the office yesterday. We had some distributors who were there because it's on Fridays. We have will call. And it was a great day. We're spending hours and hours getting prepared. Every staff member is working really hard, so we're excited to be able to welcome those of you who can come in. And for those of you who aren't coming, we will miss you. And hopefully you'll not be able to miss the next one. And so with that, Alan, I'll turn some time over to you for announcements.
All right. Thanks, Melin. You know, yesterday was a very full day at the office. Every day is a full big day, but especially we were focused on fly-in and talking about important things related to fly-in. You know, and it reminded me of something, how Steve and Melin were both there and us office staff were there. And we are so fortunate to have the experience of Steve and Melin Campbell guiding our company, guiding the decisions we make and helping put in place everything that we do that is set to help you succeed. You know, I was talking with an industry contact within the last week or two, and I said, hey, it's really exciting, you know, being here at Limitless, because we've got our master distributors, Steve and Campbell. They've got all this experience, but they're also, you know, leading the company. And we've got Melin as our CEO, and they were like, wow, that's something. And I said, yeah, I mean, this is so unique. Most companies don't have this kind of an arrangement, and we are so fortunate to have that distributor leader perspective in our DNA of everything we do at corporate, in all of our decisions, in all of our planning. And you know, sometimes we take situations for granted, and that was a nice reminder to me. Wow, we have got. You know, that's another one of the real special things we have here at Limitless, is we have all of these decades of experience with Steve and Melin that are right there working for you to help put great events in place, great programs in place, promotions, everything we do done with your success as the number one goal. So just wanted to throw that out there, and you'll see that in the event we'll be doing in less than a week now. So we're real excited for it. But just to run through the announcements this morning, love the voice. And, you know, when we do these announcements, we kind of run through what's in the voice. And so just a reminder to be sure when that email comes through on Thursdays, you open it up, check it out, and there's just great information in there. It's a great reminder of all of the exciting things that are going on at corporate. And if you want a good summary of all the promotions you should be taking advantage of and reminding your team about. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we do the voice, is so it's an opportunity for you to engage with your team. And, you know, a quick phone call to them and text them, hey, did you notice in the voice that product of the month is, you know, there's just, it's another way for you to contact with them in a very natural way to help network with them and help keep them focused and growing and excited about all the opportunities Limitless has to offer. But our product of the month this month is Liquid Thrive. This is such a great product, and with a qualifying order, qualifying LDR order, it's yours this month. So take advantage of that. You know, we announced this a couple of months ago. We had a new batch come in. The flavor is just fantastic, and it's I had one yesterday, and it's a great product. So it's our product of the month, and encourage you to qualify and receive the Thrive shots, the Liquid Thrive. Also, we're so excited to be within a couple of days or so of starting our I Am Limitless Challenge. We are really excited about the opportunity for all of us to incorporate the products even more maybe than we usually are into a lot of fun in a weight loss challenge. And of course, the steps to participating in the I Am Limitless Challenge, the first one is get your product. We had a great promotion going on during the month of January related to getting our product. But even though the promotion time is over, there's still opportunity to get more product if you need just one or two more products to maximize your participation in the I Am Limitless Challenge. And so the goal is to use the product and use a healthy lifestyle and move more and eat less and lose weight doing it. So now that we've got our product, step two is be sure you're registered for the challenge. And you can do that at IamLimitless.com. That link takes you to our Diet Bet website. Our back end of this is being managed by Diet Bet. And, you know, you put a little bit of money into the pot. You put $35 in. And if during the 4 weeks, if you lose 4% of your body weight, you get your $35 back. And some people aren't going to make it. And so for those that don't make it, you get a portion of their money back, too, if you make it. So, you know, the most important thing there is it's a lot of fun. It's fun to be participating with a group and say, hey, let's encourage each other and let's help each other. And once you register for the Diet Bet, you're part of an online community and you get messages. And our very own fitness ambassador, Erica Shields, posted a fantastic article within the last couple of days talking about how to lose weight. It is excellent. She hits on all the key points that we need to do. She references ways you can just figure out your BMI very easily online. But the bottom line in everything she wrote in there is move more, eat less. And if we do that, we're going to lose weight. So I am really excited. It's been a chatter in all the office. We're talking about how we're going to work out more and we're going to succeed on this diet bet. So be sure you get registered for it. And then get the weigh-in all set, and we start it on Monday, and share it with all your friends. Share it on Facebook. Share it everywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we were right bumping up against $1,000 yesterday, last time I looked, and hopefully we'll be well over that 1,000 within a day or two when we start.
But remember, I just want to say, Alan, all of us are working on our before picture right through the Super Bowl. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that. All right.
That is so true. But that in fact, you know, the timing there is interesting, isn't it? It's a great opportunity to wrap up that Super Bowl party and then jump right into a healthier every one of us, a healthier you. But one of the points I want to remind everybody with that is, you know, if you participated in the BOGO we had in January where you buy two, get two free of any of our weight loss related products, if you did that and you participate in the I Am Limitless Challenge, so you just sign up, hopefully you'll lose the 4%. But even if you don't, we're still going to give you a 35 LDR points for just participating and doing the BOGO and participating in the challenge. So, you know, it's a winning proposition all the way around. And so let's have some fun with this. Let's share. Let's build our businesses with this. And people can join once the diet bet has started, too. So if on Monday or Tuesday or whenever you run into somebody else or, you know, hey, say, hey, you know, we just barely started. You can do it. Jump on. Get going in this. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I Am Limitless Challenge starting soon. That's a lot of our chatter at the office these days, too. And, of course, we talked about the fly-in, but I want to remind you that you can still get registered for the fly-in, too. There is a link in the voice. Click here to register. Click on that, and you'll be all set. We have a great room rate set up with the hotel nearby. I want to say it's a DoubleTree. Yeah, it's a DoubleTree. 89 single occupancy, 99 double, as long as those rooms are still available. There's a reserved block, so if you haven't got that yet, be sure you get with them and get your room all set. And as a reminder, the event is going to be loaded with powerful information as it is, but another incentive to be there is we are going to give away a $500 cash prize at the end of the event. So it's going to be great build your business focused training. It's going to be great energy, great being with each other, and someone's going to walk away with an extra $500. So we're real excited about it, and we are looking forward to seeing you there. And a reminder about some of the promotions we have going and some upcoming events and activities. We've still got the 10-3-10 max sampling promotion going that runs through the fly-in. So get those samples out. That's been a lot of fun to see the impact of people getting samples out and how great it is to share the product as a way to build your business. And, of course, after our call today, I believe Melin is planning a webinar. We love those webinars. Those are always fantastic. So be sure you stay on for the webinar after that. Monday at noon, we'll have our product call. Looking forward to that. And, of course, Tuesday, we will have another broadcast of You Even Better. So we've got a busy weekend. We've got the I Am Limitless Challenge where people are coming in for the fly-in, and we're finishing final preparations for it. Lots going on, but it's a great time to be limitless. Anything else, Stephen, Malin?
Man, I think you got it all. What do you think, Malin?
I think you did at marathon activity there.
I think Alan felt that way because yesterday when we were in the office, you know, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk about all the things that we're going to be covering during the fly-in, and it was a multi-hour event where we sat down with our staff and the wonderful people that we have that are, you know, planning the fly-in, and everyone's so excited to see everybody coming in as usual. And it's been a few months since we've seen you guys, and there's something that happens. I know we have a guest that's coming to one of our meetings, and the distributor who had invited the guest said, you know, I just can't explain the feeling that we all get when we're in that environment together for that short period of time. It's exciting. The products are phenomenal, and it's really changing people's lives, and that's what we love about it. I saw a quote the other day by James M. Barry, and he said this. He said, the secret of happiness is not in doing what one likes, but in liking what one does. Secret of happiness is not doing what one likes, but liking what one does. And I thought, boy, that is so true. And so yesterday, and I know Liz was in the office, Liz Perkins was in the office yesterday. Steve Wilson was in there. We had all these wonderful leaders that were in the office, and so she knows the environment that we found ourselves in yesterday, and it's a lot of fun just to get together and to feel that energy and to feel that spirit and to talk about what's going on in the company. We have a lot of great things going on in the company right now, and so some of these I think you'll be very surprised and excited when you come to the fly-in. We cannot wait to share some of these things with you. And I can't share any of them with you because Malin tells me I'm the worst person that Christmas was ever invented for, because, you know, literally I think I give Malin something. If we have presents for Christmas, I think I give her all our presents before Christmas. I don't know. It feels like that. But anyway, so come and get your presents, come and rub shoulders, come and be part of the Limitless family and feel that spirit again so that you can, you know, go out and be excited about what you're doing. And I'll tell you, when people leave the fly-ins, they always leave the fly-ins on fire. Anybody who's ever been there knows exactly what I'm talking about, because people come in from all over, whether it's Kevin coming in from Maryland or, you know, Diane's going to fly in from the UK. I'm just kidding. She's not coming from the UK, but she's there in spirit. So, you know, it's very exciting to see these things happening. So yesterday, Liz, you were in the office, and you kind of got a little bit, just a little bit of a feel, because you walked in during one of the meetings that was going on, and you got to see what our game plan is and how we're doing some of these things, and you got to participate a little bit in it. It's an exciting time, isn't it? Yes.
It is exciting. It's super exciting, and I'm sitting here listening to Alan and his energy. I mean, I was here from when he started and came on with Limitless, and his energy has just, it's almost like with things that have improved with the company, the energy, and Alan is more excited. I loved a couple things that he said, you know, the fact that you and Malin are in the DNA of Limitless, you know, not only on the side of understanding the distributor, but truly on the corporate side, you know, having our backs is so important. I just absolutely love that. And being a part of that and watching not only the distributors that were there, getting that little sneak peek, but having the corporate staff there be so excited about what's going on. That is really something different than
I think it's
experienced.
Just that I accidentally doubled up on charge or something, you know, before that
yeah,
meeting,
that is.
You know, that we got going. But we are fortunate because we have so many great leaders in the company, and we asked Liz to share a couple of thoughts this morning. I know Sandy has taught us a lot of great things in her trainings. We had Steve Wilson teach us some of the things from his trainings. They're always, so good. We asked Liz if she'd mind sharing some of her thoughts and training this morning, just for a few minutes before we go to Malin on the webinar. And so with that, Liz, for those people that may not know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's hear what you got.
Oh, well, thank you, Steve. And yes, I am Liz Perkins. I am from Salt Lake City, Utah. Before my life in network marketing, I was a cosmetologist, a salon owner. I still do own my salon, but I have pretty much retired from that. And, standing behind a chair 7 to 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, I just said to myself one day, there's got to be more than that. And although I own my own business and people say, hey, that's the American dream, there's still different types of American dreams. And unfortunately, my business owned me more like. And so that is really the opportunity 17 years ago of me taking a look at network marketing and really becoming, on this amazing journey to Limitless, and this is what's brought me here today. So I'm super grateful, even in my couple experiences in other companies, that Limitless truly is, where I wanted to be and what I wanted to be a part of all those years back. So thank you, Steve, and I'm really excited to share a couple of tidbits. And when you asked me to do this, I thought, what would I want to share and really help people understand when you go out and you start to pursue your dreams, what can I expect to have happen to me? I think that we just think, hey, we're going to go out and we're going to do something. We're going to become a part of a network marketing company. We're going to do something different, and it's just going to be all awesome. I think that our natural thing is that we're going to go out and we're going to make all this money, and we're just going to do awesome, and we aren't going to have any learning curve or learning experiences along the way. I think in the first, most people feel that way. And then as they start to go out and pursue their dreams, things start to happen. Things start to get in their way. And it's working through those things that helps you ultimately find the success that you're looking for. So I just wanted to kind of give you an insight of some of the things that might happen to you. And as those things start to happen, if you'll write these down and you'll start to check them off your list, as they do happen, you're just going to say, oh, yeah, that's one of those things that Liz said was going to happen to me. Check it off my list, and you just keep going. In fact,
Liz, I was just going to say, I saw another quote this morning that it takes me right into what you were saying. It said, all things are difficult before they become easy. And one of the great perspectives that you also have is because you've been here since day one. You've been here prior to day one. You were here to try the samples on the product. So you have seen everything. And I would have to say, along with Cindy and the other leaders that we have in the company, one of the traits that stands out to Malin and I from our perspective is how loyal you are to this company. And I just want you to know, as founders of the company, we appreciate that loyalty so much because it carries over in your beliefs. And so anyway, you were talking about some of the things we'll hit along the way. Go ahead.
Well, and it really truly goes to the quote that you said in the beginning is, true success or true, loving what you do, and it does come down to that. In fact, the only true success is what professionals say or the experts say. It exists when you find a way to make a living doing exactly what you want. When you literally get to wake up every morning and you create your day exactly how you dream it to be, that's really what true success is all about. But again, as I stated, as we start to pursue our dreams and go after the success that we want, there are things that are going to happen. We just have to be aware of that. Don't just ramble through your day. Be aware. And one of the first things that's going to have to happen is doing a little like what I'm doing. Here I am on a training call. I didn't do this from the very beginning. You know, you are going to have to step out of your comfort zone. There is absolutely no way around it. If you are going to go in pursuit of your dreams, you are going to have to step outside your comfort zone. In fact, so far out, way out, farther out than you probably ever imagined. But you know what's interesting about it? You're going to find out that your comfort zone was overrated. Because all the magic happens outside the lines. And so once you step out and you feel that fear and you get over it, you're going to go, oh my gosh, this is where all the amazing stuff happens. You're going to realize comfort zone is overrated. So what I want you to do is there's this amazing book. It says the next thing is when you're outside your comfort zone, you're going to feel afraid. Like I said, that fear potentially stops a lot of people. This is where people just get stuck. They either may be stopped in their tracks. They either quit. They don't move forward. But fear is something that you can overcome. And there's an amazing book by Susan Jeffers. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And so in pursuit of your dreams, you are going to have to do things that you wouldn't have done, and fear is going to be a part of that. You're also going to realize that when you are afraid, that you will get over it, you will survive it, and interestingly enough, it will be impossible for that same thing to ever scare you as bad as it did in the beginning. So as you feel that fear, as you work through that fear, then the next time it's going to be a little easier, and the next time it's going to be a little easier, and the next time it's going to be a little easier. And I love that. There's no truer statement. And you will, in fact, be uncertain. There are going to be times that you're going to go, oh, my gosh, should I do that? Oh, my gosh, should I really do that? Oh, I don't know. So uncertainty is a big part of it. Now, there is a wonderful little piece of material that when I started working in network marketing, because you know, I've been a cosmetologist, a hairstylist, my entire adult life. And I didn't know anything about network marketing. I think there is a preconceived notion of what it's about out there, but I really didn't understand it. And so somebody gave me a piece of material that is I have always and still have today. It is a little book and or DVD. It's by Jim Rohn. He is hands down one of my favorite teachers still to this day, and it's Building Your Network Marketing Business. And you can get a one-hour DVD that is just the little tidbits of his longer training. And this little DVD, I wore out the first one. I think it was a cassette tape, actually. And I ended up purchasing, and I give to a lot of people because it had such a magnificent impact on my life. And one thing that he said in this DVD, in this training, that still sticks with me today is that you are going to have to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And I didn't understand what that meant. I really truly like, what is that? Work harder on yourself. I've never worked. What does that mean? Do I need to go on a diet? Do I, you know, really it's your mental self, your really emotional self. Because this business especially, network marketing, it is what Limitless is all about. It is about becoming your very best you and inspiring others to do the same. And through that is really how we go out there and we make changes and we build our business. And I love that. So feel that uncertainty, be uncertain, but this is where the growth starts to come in, right? In fact, it says when you feel uncertain, you can do one of two things. You can stop and you can wait for inspiration to lead you to the next logical step, or you can take that leap of faith, act, knowing that even if you make a bad choice, you're going to survive, and you're probably going to learn a lot in the process. And I love that because we learn far more from our mistakes than we ever do from our successes. So make those mistakes, fall down, pick yourself up, learn something from it, and go forward. And unfortunately, when we make those mistakes or we feel uncertain, we might feel tempted to bail for something more, what we call secure, right? Security, what does that mean? I laugh because job security is a myth. In fact, it's why we talk about maybe you should have more than one thing to fall back on, multiple streams of income, right? Because there is no such thing as job security. I'm around a lot of people in my life. I know people that have jobs. I know people that lose jobs very, very quickly, unexpectedly. They never thought that would happen to them. So thinking about, hey, you know, I got a pension. Regardless of your pension promises, maybe you have a signed contract, regardless of that, the real fact is there is no job security. So when you're working for someone else, if at any time for any reason your boss has a problem with you, think about that. The market might go south. Your contract is over. The client, maybe that client, that big great client fades away and goes with somebody else. Your account tends, maybe it goes in the red. Hey, listen, businesses go belly up. You would be left high and dry, and you're just going to be an unemployment statistic. So if you think that stopping doing and pursuing what you really want to do, pursuing your dreams to go back to something more secure, then don't be fooled. Don't fool yourself. Stay the course. Keep pursuing your dreams, because that is, as Steve said, that's really what ultimately is going to be your true success. Stick with it. You are going to doubt your sanity. There is absolutely no way around this. You will doubt your sanity. And here's what's sad. Most other people will doubt your sanity too. But I want you to think about this. What has sanity ever gotten them? And what did sanity ever get you? Okay, that's a really good question to ask yourself. What has sanity ever gotten you? Doing something bold, going out there and really stepping out and being bold and amazing, you know, that's really what gets people where they want to go. But sanity, now that's a little different story. It doesn't get us anywhere, right? So feel the insanity and keep on going. And understand this. It's very important. You will not be able to please everyone. There are going to be people out there that are uncomfortable with what you're doing. They will be uncomfortable. And the sad thing is a lot of them will be friends and family. They're going to be the people that care about you. And they're going to think, what are you doing? I can't believe you're doing this, right? And just understand, you can't please them. The most important person that you need to please, really, in pursuit of your dreams is you. So it's okay if you can't please them. Just keep your mouth shut and pursue your dreams without their approval. Okay, just let them stay by the wayside and go out and pursue your dreams without their approval. And pretty soon, this is what's going to be very interesting, you're going to start noticing that new people are coming into your life whose hearts will sing the same song, the same tune as your heart is singing. So they'll be in line with what you're doing if you just keep going. And you're going to learn just how brilliant and resourceful that you really are. And when you know that you can stand out on your own 2 feet without any help from anyone, I'm going to tell you what, that feels really great. That doesn't happen overnight, but it does feel good when you know that you're pursuing your dreams. You're going to learn, hey, I've got some real great skills. I'm brilliant. I feel awesome about myself. That is something to behold. And you're going to realize that you have a lot to offer, okay, in pursuing your dreams, feeling like you have something to offer someone. Again, by simply going out and being your best, being the best that you can be, and realizing how much and what you have to offer others, that's also a very good feeling. You're going to finally realize that you don't have to crawl around begging people, because you're going to realize that what it takes to be successful, you don't have to get down there and on your hands and knees to beg people for their approval. You're going to go out there and you're going to inspire them through your great success. This one I really love. You're going to start meeting other people who choose to pursue their dreams as well. Now, I love that, because that truly does happen. And you'll start to align yourself with those people, because you will build each other up. So you're going to start meeting others who are in pursuit of their dreams. And that's why going into the office is so awesome. It's truly what I said. I love coming here because I'm aligning myself with people who are on that same journey, that same path that I'm on. And it just validates what I'm doing. And understand, there's a lot of really cool people out there. They call it the ragged edge. That's the edge of people that create and go out and do something different. And that is where the creators like Steve and Malin Campbell are, right? These are people that are creators. These are visionaries. These are people like the John Lennons, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, the Nelson Mandelas, the Tony Robbins, and even the Abraham Lincolns. So understand, when you're out there pushing yourself, you are in really good company. And this is a hard one for me. You're going to need to learn how to be patient. I always say patience is a virtue of which I have none of, because I am not a patient person. I think, oh, my gosh. But it will force you to be patient. You have no choice. You will learn patience. Whether you like it or not, you are going to learn how to be patient. And you're going to learn that the best clients and your best customers are all worth waiting for. Okay? They're worth waiting for. And you're going to be learning something new, that things do not happen overnight in this business. I really say to people, when you come in, you have got to give it at least 12 months
12 months, because that's where you even just go through that learning curve, that little process of learning, and before you even look back and reevaluate. Think about that. Anything that anybody has done in their life, that takes time to learn the business. The first 12 months are your learning curve, and then plan the next 3 to 5 years. That's really where you're going to find your success. Guys, I've done this business 17 years. There's no such thing as an overnight success. Anybody that goes up really fast usually comes down just as fast, if not faster. So it does take time. You have to learn. And trust that your basic needs will always be met. You know, we all survived our childhood in spite of the many stupid stunts that we did. So, you know, we fall and we have to pick ourselves up. And understand that as you're going out there in pursuit of your dreams, things are really going to fall into place for you. If you're doing that authentically, if you are authentically pursuing your dreams, be persistent, be consistent, and your basic needs will be met. I absolutely have no doubt about that. And you're going to discover through this process the true meaning of faith. You will. In fact, there's a great little Hebrews 11:1 that says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So you got to have hope, you got to have faith, and you got to keep moving forward. Very important. And last but not least, you will wonder why you waited so long. You're going to find yourself bouncing out of bed in the morning, eager to get started on your list for the day. This will happen, I promise you. So exciting. And you're going to have a burning desire to contribute to the world, to uplift everyone on the planet through what you do, because you make such a big difference, because you love it so much. And even though sometimes it's tough, it's so much better than being a wage slave. You'll never want to go back. I've got just a few quick quotes. One that I love, Mike Shalapi, who spoke to us at one of our great events, he said, success is overcoming the person inside of you that wants to quit. And in the words of Winston Churchill, never, never, never quit, because age may wrinkle the body, but quitting wrinkles the soul. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Liz. We appreciate that. And, you know, when people wonder about the business, just reflecting a little bit on what you said, you know, I always come back to, you know, I always think, oh, everybody wants the same thing. And it's just not the case. And when you reflect on the fact that 9 out of 10 people who work in our industry do this part-time and, you know, want to make an income on a part-time basis to help supplement what they're doing. You know, that's incredible. And do we have the right products to let people generate a part-time income? I mean, really? Do we have the comp plan that helps supplement the part-time income? Really, we do. And do you have fun knowing that the products that you're taking are wonderful products? And, you know, I was talking, I think, to Ken Burgess just a week ago, and he goes, you know, I didn't realize how indoctrinated I've become in the Limitless family, because when I wake up in the morning, you know, I go, I use the shampoo and conditioner, you know, I use the Force and Electrify, I use Charge, I use Shake, I use Air, and at night I take Thrive, Sandy and I understand Lunagen, and oh my gosh, yeah, let's not forget Glystrictin. You know, before you know it, you become totally indoctrinated with what these products can do for you, and if you can supplement part-time income doing it, that is great. And then, of course, we're fortunate to have people who want to do it on a full-time basis in the company and are doing it on a full-time basis. And Liz, you're one of those people, and we appreciate that very, very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that, let's move into the webinar portion of our business. And Malin is going to go out and set up the webinar. And for those of you, I know this is a little bit redundant, but we always have new distributors on the call every week. And as a result of that, I always like to just mention, if you get on our texting service, you'll get a reminder with how to get the telephone number for our national call and where to go to get on the webinar. But for those of you that are brand new, and I know I was doing some three-way calls this week, and people are so excited about what's going on in the company. But for those of you that are new, you go to joinwebinar.com, www.joinwebinar.com, and when you get on the webinar, it'll ask you for an ID number that you put in the box. The ID number is 116-209-227, 116-209-227. And once you put that number in, it'll ask you for your email. And once you put your email in and click, it'll have you join the webinar. And so, Malin, I don't know if you're ready.
I am. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. If we can always, we always want, love to have a technology check. Okay, Ray Challich, thank you so much. Well, I thought that was a fabulous training from Liz, and we sure appreciate her. It's funny how she kind of talked about something that I also have a quote here from Success Magazine, or Success, a quote on Success. Success, keep away from small people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great make you feel that you too can become great. And that was by Mark Twain. And I thought, you know, that so often times we let other people steal our dreams. Don't let people steal your dreams. Find your own inner core and your own inner strength. So I wanted to take Liz's training to another step about traditional business versus network marketing. If you have the desire to not have a job and you want to be have a little more control on where you're doing in your business, you have that option of going into a traditional business, or you can also do network marketing. And in some regards, if you look at them side by side, they have some very strong similarities as far as what you need to do, but they vary differently inside of those similarities. For instance, you know, if you do a traditional business, you're going to make, in many cases, a huge capital investment. In networking, you will make an investment, but it is much smaller. That's the good news and it's the bad news. When you make a strong capital investment in something, you have to protect that investment. You have to make sure that you are, you know, you're not just going to walk away. It's not very easy. It creates a barrier of exit. It's a barrier of entry, but it's also a barrier of exit. In networking, you don't have that huge capital investment. You want to make a large enough capital that you're doing right by your own business. But there's not a real barrier of entry into our industry, but it's also an easy way to get back out. And so, you know, you don't have to have that capital investment, but if you'll make the commitment, that is your true capital investment. Experience and training. You know, oftentimes if you're going to go do a traditional business, you need to have some experience. It needs to be something you've been doing for a long time or something that you love or you were trained for. Liz talked about how she's been in cosmetology. I know she paid for a building. She had to be good at what she did. She had to gather clients. There was a lot of things she had to have experience and training. You can come into this industry with very little experience and training. You know, you want to bring the things from your prior jobs or your prior business. You want to bring the things that helped you be successful, the character traits that helped you. But there is a new set of principles and training that you will want to learn, and they are things that everyone can learn. The risk is you don't have to have necessarily a resume to join a network marketing company, but the bigger risk is you won't learn those new simple things that will help you have success. Premises. In a traditional business, oftentimes you have to pay for premises. You have to rent or lease premises, or you have to, build a website. It has to be a good website if you have a traditional business that markets through there. In networking, you don't have to necessarily pay for those premises. A company will build they will build the website for you. Your premise is your home. Your premise is, you know, you are your own boss. You have your own time, and so that. But that's there, so there's no risk there. There's no you know, investment there, but by the same token, you may not take advantage of it. So the biggest risk is you are your own premise. Skilled manpower, you know, you've got to find people. Boy, if this is something that, you know, has been brought home to both Steve and I again. We came out of traditional business into this industry, and as we are now being a steward over Limitless, we find ourselves remembering, you know, finding the right employees is not easy, and when you do find one, you feel very blessed. And we are very blessed at Limitless to have that skilled manpower. And as a networker and a Limitless distributor, you get to find the people you want to work with. And if you feel like you're missing something in your skilled manpower, some people say, well, I'm too young for this or I'm too old for this, then go find somebody who's younger or older. Or I'm not really good at social media. Well, find someone who is and learn from them. Or I'm not really good at, you know, public speaking. Well, find the people on your team that are. And so you can, you know, combine skilled manpower, and I love it. It's kind of like that saying, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Fixed assets, that kind of goes with the premises, you know, things you have to do that you don't have to do in this, or overhead expenses. I always like to say when I'm doing my training, you know, you have the FICA, the FUTA, the SUTA, and the PUCA, and all those things that come with that, that you just don't have in overhead expenses in our industry. Risk factor. When you've put that kind of capital investment into a traditional business and you've, you know, done those kind of things, there's a huge amount of risk and not necessarily a lot of return. In networking, there's not a huge amount of risk from all of these things, but the biggest risk is one of the most poignant things I thought Liz talked about, and that is not being able to work on yourself. I have always said that networking is a petri dish for personal growth. And if you're willing to jump into that dish and grow, you will see amazing things happen personally as well as in your business. But if not, you know, you'll feel like it kind of kicked your trash. And so, you know, that is your biggest risk factor. And of course, full time in both places. You when you own a traditional business, oftentimes you are the president and you are the janitor. You're the first one in, you're the last one out, and oftentimes you're the last one getting paid. In networking, again, the biggest risk is to think, well, I don't have to work full time. I can work an hour a week and the waves will make me rich. Don't be fooled by those who say or tell you what you want to hear about an opportunity. Don't be fooled there. Put when you are spending time towards your business, be there. Be doing the things that will be income generating activities. Oftentimes we think we're building towards our Limitless business, and we're running around the periphery. We're not jumping into doing those things that will do the business. So I kind of wanted to tie that along to some of the things I'm going to talk today, and that is about leverage. Probably the best difference between a traditional business and networking is leverage. I remember back in the early days when I would listen to Steve, my Steve, talk about the reasons why he got into networking and is very proud of it and will never do anything else. I've known Steve, obviously. I'm married to him, and I've known him for a very long time. I knew Steve back in college, you know, where we kind of rubbed shoulders. But we, you know, we married different people, and later in life, you know, things afforded us the opportunity to become husband and wife. But I saw him now, looking back, he's had one job. He had one job, and it was working for the telephone company in customer service. And I think that cured him of ever having a job again. I try to make his singular job be, you know, that I'm the boss of him, and he knows he can never be the boss of me, and that's what makes it such a fun relationship. But he learned leverage. He was so successful in traditional business. Everything he touched turned to gold. He has that Midas touch. And I remember him talking about when he had a business in Southern California, and many of you have heard this story, but it's the business of, you know, he had an insulation business, and they were distributors or salespeople that were going door to door and selling, and it was during the energy crisis. And he realized that all he had to do to multiply his business was to open up more offices. So he started opening up more offices, and then he realized that wasn't really giving him any leverage. It was just giving him a lot more work. If he had two offices, then he had to work twice as hard. If he had eight offices, well, there probably just weren't enough hours in the day for that. And so when he was introduced to the true power of leverage inside of networking, that is when he became cured, not only of ever having a job or a boss, but also ever having a traditional business. And so I want to kind of point out some of those differences as you are now, you know, facing those things that you're going to go through on Liz's checklist. I want you to understand what the true power of leverage is. And, you know, obviously, definition-wise, you know, leverage, the action of a lever, right? And the power, it's power, effectiveness, it's increase in force gained by using a lever. And I found this, you know, really to be true, especially a leverage. Oftentimes you see people say, well, you should do network marketing because if you have a job, you're just trading time for dollars in a job. There's no leverage there. But if you build a team of people, you have leverage. And that is absolutely true. But I saw this picture on the internet, and so I just literally copied and pasted it into this PowerPoint because it's basically talking about leveraging your efforts, which is basically saying if you have the fulcrum is this point by which you apply pressure on the lever. Now, I first saw this when my grandpa was digging in his garden, and he had to get this big rock out of the way of his garden. I remember this. I was just little, teeny tiny. I would climb this super apricot tree, and I would watch him, you know, clear out space for his garden, and that's exactly what he did. He had to move this rock, and the only way he could have enough strength to move that rock was he had a big old stick that he was putting under there, and he had this fulcrum, this place where he would get that leverage, and it seemed like moving that rock was no effort. And so this makes sense to me. I'm a picture-oriented person. And when you look at doing your leveraging your efforts, if you want great rewards that you can't lift all up by yourself, you need a lever so that you have less work of your input to get more outcome and earn more. And so this is a perfect picture, guys, of what we're trying to show you in using leverage. Now, network marketing can be your vehicle. The fulcrum that you're looking for is the company that you choose. And if you want that risk and reward, you've got to have the right fulcrum so that the vehicle, your leverage, is going to work for you. And so then what you do is you jump up and down on that. You're going to try and build toward that. And if you have the right vehicle inside of the network marketing vehicle, then you're going to be a happy camper. All right? But here's what typically happens in our industry. So many network marketing companies promise you leverage. They promise you leverage, but they don't have all the right things in place. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to say, oh, it's really easy, and they're going to put out all the wrong things to make it easy for you. They're going to say, oh, well, we have a program, you know, sell three, get yours free. Well, guess where that free comes from? They aren't giving you full credit in their compensation plan. Or they're going to say, well, you only have to sponsor two people and the waves will make you rich. Well, guess what? That's not necessarily true, because what's going to happen is you're only going to get paid on the weakest link in your organization. That's a binary plan, right? Or they're going to tell you that this product has all these amazing things, and go to PubMed and you'll see where this ingredient has all these amazing things, but they're only pixie dusting that ingredient inside of the product that you are buying. And so, you know, these are the kind of things that network marketing will tell you you're getting leverage, but you're really not. And so you're going to jump up and down on that leverage, and you're going to jump and jump and up, and at the end of the day, you know, no matter what you do, you're going to feel defeat. And then when you feel that defeat, you're going to get really ticked off, and you're going to kick back, and it's just going to come back and kick your trash. And so what you really want to be with is a company that has the right vehicle. And guys, Limitless is that right fulcrum. Now, I realize I may come across as a biased person because Steve and I are the stewards behind Limitless Worldwide. Why would we opt to do that? If being on the distributor side is where the true leverage is, why in the heck at this stage in our life would we choose to be a steward on the corporate side? And it's because we know, going back a slide, we have experienced this. We have experienced people who have, you know, worked on those companies and realized they're just kicking their trash. And we got mad. We're not going to take it anymore. We wanted to create the right kind of leverage so that people can have success. But we're not going to tell you what you want to hear. We're going to tell you the truth. We're not going to set things up that in the beginning are going to have a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to come and do this. And in the end, they get hurt and the people are going out in body bags. We're not going to do that. We're going to make it be real for you, a real opportunity, real products, real leverage. And when you do that, then you have to say, well, am I going to lackadaisically move toward that leverage, or am I going to move with speed? Speed, the rate at which someone or something is able to move or operate, right? Now, some people think that speed is an amphetamine drug, especially a methamphetamine. That is not the speed I'm talking about. And although there are those who say that our charge is like taking crack, but no, you really want to have good speed moving towards your business. So if you end up in the right vehicle, guys, are you going to walk towards that goal? Are you going to slowly, are you going to allocate 15 minutes a day? You know, oftentimes, you know, I talked a couple of weeks ago on our webinar about, you know, if you want to earn an extra $500 a week from a part-time job and and you want to $500 a month on that part-time job, and let's say you're earning $10 an hour net. You know, that means you have to move 50 hours a month towards that job. $500 a month, $10 an hour, you got to work 50 hours. Well, that's about 12 hours a week, guys. It's not an hour a day. You know, it's not, you know, it's 2 hours a day minimum, and that's 6 days a week. If you're carving that into 5 days a week, you know, that's dedicated income generating activities. So are you going to saunter toward that goal, or are you going to run at feverishly fearless speeds toward taking advantage of the leverage that you have at Limitless Worldwide? And more importantly, are you getting enough people that come with you? Because that's what it is. Leverage the efforts of yourself and other people. And I realize these little guys are on a video, and sometimes in webinars the video doesn't come through. So I don't know if you're seeing these little guys that every once in a while they're jumping up and screaming, swag, swag.
Yes, it's showing. It's showing.
Okay, good. Because, guys, ultimately that's what we're doing at Limitless. We're here to have fun. Steve and I did this. You know why we did this? Because we know we've experienced the joy that it is to share this with other people. You know, once you're making the incomes that we've been afforded to have, I'm going to borrow from Steve's training that he did. You know, a lot of times people throw around, well, I want to make $100,000 a month. Well, that's great, but that's not an hour a week worth of work. It will be, in fact, some of the hardest work and walking through some of the greatest walls of fear that you've ever done. But it is on the other side. That breath of fresh air is the other side. And I remember Steve said one time, okay, so maybe I'm not a billionaire. Maybe I'm not, you used the example, Steve, of Alan Ashton, if I recall, the person who owned a big company here in Utah. And
yeah, he's I think only three billionaires in the state of Utah used to own WordPerfect Corporation. And, you know, we all are familiar in Utah with them because of Thanksgiving Point now.
Exactly. And what you said was basically you can have front row jazz seats, and once you make enough money where you can have front row jazz seats, you can have first class tickets, you can do those kind of things. Maybe you don't have 10 houses in all the, you know, beautiful capitals of countries around the world.
Not yet.
But your lifestyle is no different. And then the true joy in our business, once you are in that place where you can do those things that you want to do from the things standpoint, what really gives you joy is helping other people walk through those same walls and have those experiences. And so that's the true joy, is bringing people with you.
And Alan Ashton, he's an incredible, incredible individual and a good friend. And, you know, like I said, one of the few billionaires here in the state of Utah. But one of the fun times that I had was, as you know, we had front row jazz seats 7 years. Just, you know, sitting there on the front row to watch the professional basketball team. And what was really fun is Alan had seats directly behind us. And I remember many times I'd say, now, Alan, I don't get this. You're a billionaire. You can afford front row seats. Why didn't you get those front row seats? He goes, they were all reserved before I get them. And I thought, oh, he could get any seat he wants. But you're right. The lifestyle that was available for those people that went out and succeeded because of our network marketing business was created because of this. So it's very exciting to see that kind of potential.
Exactly. So that's the fun. True leverage is bringing other people with you. So some people say, okay, if I'm going to build a leveraged opportunity, which do I focus on first? We get this all the time in our trainings. And the question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg, right? Well, okay, the egg did. No, the chicken had to have the egg. Well, but the chicken had to come from an egg. So which comes first, the chicken or the egg? People say, which comes first? Do I use speed or do I run at leverage, right? Do I run fast or do I build my teams? You know, which do I come first? Comes first? Opportunity or product? Should I share the opportunity first or should I share product first? Which comes first, depth or width? Should I build legs that are going deep and then build my width? Or should I build really wide and then help all those people build deep? Which should I do? Well, the reality is you should do both, right? In all cases, you should do both. But I will share one thing with you. If you build speed, leverage will come. If you saunter towards sharing this opportunity and sharing these products with other people, you will be slow to get your leverage. If you build quickly, leverage will come. Yes, you can share products first and you can gather a lot of customers, but I always say if you share the opportunity first and they say no to your opportunity, you'll get a customer because they understand everything that went into building those products and the company that's behind it and, you know, the mission of the company. If you just share the product, they have no idea about the rest of the opportunity. So if you build with the opportunity first, then customers will come automatically. And in the case of, you know, should I build depth or should I build width? Well, when you sponsor a new person, you want to make sure they've sponsored somebody who sponsored somebody who sponsored somebody until you find what we call a locker. Because if you have a leg that's taking off, then every single person between you and that productive person down there, they're going to have to go build wide in order to capture that depth. Now, that doesn't mean that you stop and you only focus on one leg, because if you aren't building width, you won't capture that depth. You'll leave money on the table. And so that's why we always say both. But depth forces width. Width doesn't necessarily force depth. So do both. All right? So by doing that, that's when you're going to build a lot of handicappers. All right. So finally, taking action. You are in charge of your own action, an act of will, a thing done. When you start leveraging yourself by multiplying, you know, you add someone else that's taking those actions with you, you're starting to move your business. So I always like to say when you personally sponsor somebody, you're performing addition, you know, in your business. But then when you start helping those individuals build other individuals, you start creating momentum, the force or speed of movement. Momentum, it's a philosophy. And it's once you have momentum where you have a group of people, a team of people all moving in the same direction, that is when you experience that true leverage. But none of this comes to fruition, guys, if you don't build it first in your brain, if you aren't seeing where you can take your business, having that what if I can, you know, what am I going to do by the end of my business tonight? I was texting back and forth with Cindy last night about leverage and the goals that she's making for this year. And guys, she's exploding. She exploded her business on the last day of the month. She was one of those that's like, I'm going to explode my business. And it's fun to watch people when they are, you know, you can see that they have created the vision in their mind's eye. And it ties back to what Liz again trained on. You know, what you focus on will expand. And if you're not focused on anything, that will still expand. If you aren't focusing on where your business is going to go this year, it will go nowhere because that's what you unfocused on. And so to gain that true leverage, you have to have that what if. You have to decide what it is that you're going to do. So spend that time, build that leverage, and be grateful that you are with the right company. I can only tell you, if you don't believe Steve and I, because you may feel we're biased, then talk to the Liz's, the Steve Wilsons, the Sandys, the Cindys, who will say, I came here for a reason, and take advantage of that. So Steve, any bow you want to tie around it?
No. There we go. Sorry about that. I had to get off mute in time. I thought that was excellent, Malin. And we just can't even tell you how excited we are, again, to be able to see you and to go through some of the things that we're going to be introducing this weekend. You guys are going to have a lot of fun. We're all going to have a lot of fun together. And we want you to go out and have a great week. For those of you coming to Camp Presidential, we've made a change in the time. It's going to be Thursday from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I think that's what we decided, Alan, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
Thursday,
I believe so,
from,
Steve. That's right.
Yeah, from 2 to 5, and that will be at the Limitless headquarters. So we'll look forward to those of you that are coming in early for special training from 2 to 5 on Thursday. And then remind everybody that there will not be a national call next Saturday morning. For those of you that are on the call, there will not be a call next Saturday morning because of the fly-in. So with that, all of you guys who are driving, please, please, please drive safe. And I know because we have people coming in from Seattle and Las Vegas and just all over the place, Wyoming and everywhere in between, California. So please make the drive safely. Know we love you. Listen to positive motivational material coming in, and dream limitless this week, guys. And with that, great job, Malin. Super webinar. And Liz, thank you again very much. We appreciate you guys so much. And we're going to see you this week.
Woot woot.
So we need to take it off mute.